Let me introduce myself first. My name is Sean Davis. I'm a member of the planning committee for Westbrook. This year, I'm a shareholder in Winstead's restructuring and insolvency group in Houston. So I'll be your presiding officer this afternoon. Our panel today at 12:30 is going to be Blown to Bitcoins, How Crypto Has Fared in Chapter 11. And so I'd like to introduce you to our panelists for this this program. First, in the middle here is Greg Pesch. Greg is a partner at White & Case in their financial restructuring and insolvency practice. His practice focuses on protecting and advancing the financial interests of corporate debtors and secured and unsecured creditors in the various transactional and litigation-related aspects of the debtor-creditor relationship. To my immediate left is Layla Milligan. Layla is an assistant attorney general in the Bankruptcy and Collections Division of the Texas Attorney General's Office and is the managing attorney of the bankruptcy regulatory team. In her role on the bankruptcy regulatory team, Layla represents state regulatory agencies in bankruptcy cases in Texas and across the United States. And lastly, to my far left is Yesha Yadav. Yesha is a professor at Vanderbilt University School of Law in Nashville. And her research interests lie in financial market regulation, securities regulation, and corporate bankruptcy, focusing on market structure, exchange design, payments, digital asset regulation, distressed debt, and restructuring. Please welcome the panelists.
So before we get started, first, thank you for having us here today. It's my pleasure to be on this panel with these two experts. And I do have to give the obligatory disclaimer, and all of the comments that I give are mine and not necessarily those of the Attorney General or the client agencies. Anybody else have an obligatory disclaimer to give?
And likewise, my firm is involved in a lot of these situations, and these are just my comments, not attributable to my clients. So with that, Yesha, you want to kick it off?
Yeah, and I have tenure, so no disclaimer from me.
Okay, I'm just going to stand. I'm just going to do this. All right, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. How's everyone doing? There we go. Good afternoon. Thank you so very much to Sean. Thank you so very much to the organizers for inviting us here today. We are all incredibly thrilled and delighted to get to have this Texas-sized opportunity to be with you today. More than anything, it is such an incredible honor to get to celebrate the Captain America of Chapter 11, that is Jay Westbrook. He is just a phenomenal human being, as well as just being a bankruptcy badass. So it's really quite the honor for us to get to have this chance. So knowing what a crypto bro Jay is, we are incredibly happy and delighted to do this panel in his honor. And I thought that I might be professorial and start us off with a pretty quick primer on what the hell it is that we're actually talking about. So let me ask, would that be helpful to have a quick little primer on crypto, little crypto primer? Would that work? Yes? All right, so let's do that. All right, so let me just get things started by cold calling some of you all, because like I said, I have tenure. So what do you guys think of when the word crypto comes into your mind, besides Greg and Layla? What's the word? What did I hear? Bitcoin, right? So Bitcoin, perfect. Bitcoin, the OG of crypto. What else do we hear? When I say crypto, you hear? Currency, that's awesome. Anything else? Fraud, yes, fraud. What else? Fake money. Fake money, like look at all of this, right? So we got crypto, we got fake money, we got fraud, we got tulips, you know, we got all sorts, right? This thing is, you know, mystified in our culture today, right? You know, crypto is all these many things that we're projecting onto it, but at its most simple and basic, crypto is just one thing, and that is crypto is code, right? This is plain and simple computer code. Bitcoin, as we heard today, could not have existed in the 1950s. It could not have existed in the 1980s. It could not have existed when Britney was back. It could not have done any of those things. It could only exist over the last 10 or 15 years. But it depends on a state of technology that we have today. And what crypto tries to do is very simple. Tries to make a way to move value from one person to the other using computer code and that alone. Nothing else.